I am so thankful for the grace of God. There is actually no other way to be justified before God except through grace that is in Jesus Christ and His sacrifice on the cross. Because there's something we will never gain. We may be restored to a pristine new body. We may live in a perfect place where there's no pain or suffering or death, as Jesus has promised us. But we will never be innocent, because we have, through our parents, obtained the knowledge of good and evil. Listen to Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. And when the woman, Eve, saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. You see, grace is necessary, because we can never be innocent again. We can never be like a newborn baby who has no consciousness of right and wrong. So we need grace. And Jesus paid the price for us. He paid the penalty for our sins. He was a substitute for us. And by believing in Him, we are justified before God, and our sins are forgiven. But we will never be restored to innocence. Thank God for His grace today, and live in His grace, and live as His son or daughter today. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your grace. It is so marvelous and wonderful. And You looked at me with the eyes of love, and Jesus loved me. And Jesus paid the price for my sins, that although I could not be innocent again, I could be acquitted, and I could be covered with Your grace. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.